It's no secret that the DC Extended Universe has had a somewhat rocky past, but that might all be about to change according to the stars of Black Adam. Set to debut this weekend in theaters, DC's latest blockbuster film is a passion project long in the making from Dwayne The Rock Johnson, his company Seven Bucks Productions, and Warner Bros. After months of being hyped to high heaven by its star Dwayne The Rock Johnson, we will get to see both how it performs and whether it has any lasting impact on the DCEU. The Rock created a meme when in one of his workout Instagram posts, he declared that, quote, "the hierarchy of power in the DC universe is about to change," unquote. It became something of a refrain for how much of an impact The Rock expects Black Adam to have all across the internet. Through Warner Bros., I was given the opportunity to attend a press conference for the film over Zoom, in which The Rock, the cast, and the production team made similar statements about the impact they expect the film to have. Here's what producer Beau Flynn had to say on the matter.
I mean, this is just the beginning, at least for, you know, if we have our way and if the world, you know, kind of shows up and raises their hand for these characters, which I just think they're so cool and dynamic and complex and interesting. We really did want to tell the story in a slightly different way, again, to have a lead of a movie be an antihero and be that Dwayne Johnson, who is so beloved. And as you were talking about his likability, but also can really kind of, you know, do some pretty hardcore things. Like, that's such a cool balance, and you haven't really seen that before. So for us, it's like, we want to take these characters so many places. We talk about kind of the roadmap, we whiteboard all of this, and, you know, there's an endless array of areas we can go with these characters, the Justice Society, Black Adam, and many other characters in the DC world. I mean, that is, I guess, part two of the dream, and I definitely bet on this team.
Making the film was, well, there were a few things. I think number one was to, we all wanted to make a film that was different, unique, in this world of superhero genre that has been so wildly successful over the years and has led our business for over a decade. So for us to come in and try to create a movie that was disruptive, that was different, and there was this narrative that we had been saying, and we were saying it even when we were making the movie, that we wanted to usher in a new era in the DC universe.
That, of course, was Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The Rock claims that this hierarchy change and overall new take on a superhero movie is due to the originality of Black Adam's origin story. Black Adam, he claims, is not your average superhero. More of an anti-hero than a hero, Black Adam shows no reservations about killing his enemies, a line that some Cape Crusaders refuse to cross. Directed by Jomé Collet-Serra of Jungle Cruise, Black Adam marks the DCEU's first major theatrical release since James Gunn's The Suicide Squad premiered simultaneously in theaters and on HBO Max in August of 2021. The Batman with Robert Pattinson doesn't count, as it is technically not part of the DCEU. Compared to Marvel Studios' frenetic release schedule, 14 months between DCEU releases seems like a long time. Not only will Black Adam end that drought, but it will also be one of the first opportunities to peek into a supposed new era of the DCEU as Warner Brothers ostensibly steeps away from the Snyderverse. Considering how heavily the Black Adam trailers have leaned to that Snyder-centric past, though, it remains to be seen how new and different this era will be. Although Black Adam is arriving 3 years after the release of Shazam, a surprise 2019 hit starring Zachary Levi, Warner Bros. Originally had plans for the new movie character to star opposite his longtime comics rival, with Johnson remaining in the role. When the first draft of the movie came to us, it was originally a combination of Black Adam and Shazam, two origin stories in one movie. Now, that was the goal, so it wasn't a complete surprise. But when I read it, I just knew in my gut, we can't make another movie like this. We would be doing Black Adam an incredible disservice. It would have been fine for Shazam having two origin stories converge in one movie, but not good for Black Adam, Johnson told Vanity Fair. Johnson fought for his character to get his own starring vehicle, even if it meant delaying his DCEU debut by a few years. And his wish was granted.
Well, you know, I think I would love to say that we always had a vision of exactly when we were going to release the movie, but the truth is we were just doing everything we could to get the movie ready, from development to making sure we were creating the best story for it, assembling the best team. But, you know, Bo and I are big believers in everything happens for a reason, and we, you know, despite how long it took to make the movie and to get it made, this does feel like the perfect time for Black Adam to be introduced to the world.
That was Hiram Garcia, president of production at Seven Bucks Productions, which helped work on Black Adam. Although the debuts were sold separately, the connections between Black Adam and Shazam are still strong. The lighter tone of Shazam and the more brutal, brooding styles of Black Adam may have been at odds with each other had they been packaged together, but as Johnson has already teased, a crossover is imminent. Instead of mashing several major heroes into one movie, the hope is that these characters will have the chance to shine on their own before facing off with each other further down the line. The sequel to Shazam, Fury of the Gods, is slated for release next year, so by then the two characters may share the screen, a scenario that seems destined for a post-credits scene. There was once a considerable distance between Shazam and the rest of the DCEU. But between the possible link between Black Adam and that character, along with Black Adam's connections to the Suicide Squad and the Justice Society of America, we're beginning to see the foundations of a bigger DC crossover event at some point in the not-so-distant future. But as volatile as the situations at DC and at Warner Bros. Discovery at large have been, including the recent cancellations of DC projects like Batgirl, no one knows what the future will look like. The level of success Black Adam has at the box office in the weeks to come will no doubt help determine that. Black Adam is set to release October 21st, 2022. From WNUR, I'm Ella Barnes.